This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. 1 year after Myanmar's minority Rohingya Muslims began fleeing a military crackdown to neighboring Bangladesh, the government of Myanmar says it is safe for them to begin returning. But University of Tasmania scholar Monique Skidmore says Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi actually is not allowing the Rohingya safe return.
There doesn't seem to be any interest by the government in repatriating the Rohingya in Rakhine State. And as Aung San Suu Kyi mentioned in her speech in Singapore, that they had mapped out some areas for the Rohingya to go to. But that, of course, is not going to make anyone go back to a situation in which the military refuses to accept accountability and in which Aung San Suu Kyi seems unwilling or perhaps unable to do anything to try and guarantee the security of any Rohingya who remain in Rakhine State.
500,000 Rohingya fled their homes in Rakhine State to Bangladesh in the first month alone. About 200,000 more followed in the next few months. They remain there today, creating the world's largest refugee camp. Experts are saying that Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's now rescinded offer to resign halfway through his term follows increased anger about the persistence of corruption, rebel violence, and skepticism of an alliance with China. Analysts say Duterte's comments reflect trouble overcoming long-term problems. As South Korea extends the engagement with North Korea, there appears to be a widening rift between Washington and Seoul over how to achieve North Korea's denuclearization. Analysts say South Korea is pushing a series of economic understandings with North Korea, while Washington is stressing the need for continuing maximum pressure campaign of international sanctions on Pyongyang. This is VOA News. Some changes have taken place now in Australian politics. That story from Reuters' Ed Giles.
Australia has a new Prime Minister. After a week of bitter political infighting within the governing Liberal Party, Scott Morrison won a ballot for the leadership on Friday and will take over from Malcolm Turnbull. Morrison's a Turnbull ally and the Treasurer. He won out over the man who first staged a challenge for the top job and the right-wing favourite for the win, Peter Dutton. A revolving door of leadership is familiar to Australians. Morrison will become the sixth Prime Minister in a decade after a swearing-in ceremony with the country's Governor-General.
Reuters Ed Giles. President Trump has begun to speak publicly about the possibility of being impeached. That's the way Congress can start to remove a president from office. President Trump appeared on Fox News.
I'll tell you what, if I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash. I think everybody would be very poor. Because without this thinking, you would see numbers that you wouldn't believe.
Impeachment talks have increased over recent days after two Trump associates became convicted felons. The president's longtime attorney, Michael Cohen, admitted he paid hush money during the final days of the 2016 presidential campaign to two women who said they had affairs with Donald Trump and that he did not, and he did so, give them that money at President Trump's direction. A delegation from Italy's rights office visited the 150 migrants who had been kept on board a Coast Guard vessel for days and concluded that they were being held unjustly. The comments challenge Italy's anti-migrant interior minister, who has declared that no migrants from what he considers illegal will set foot in Sicilian port. Matteo Salvini described those aboard the Coast Guard vessel as illegal immigrants and said they are not to be allowed to set foot on Italian soil. Hurricane Lane soaked Hawaii's Big Island, dumping 30 centimeters of rain in 12 hours. It is the state's first hurricane since 1992. Storm has been downgraded to a Category 3, which gives it sustained winds of approximately 200 kilometers per hour. David Ige is the governor of the state of Hawaii.
We are getting significant rains on Hawaii Island. Rain has started on Maui County and will sweep across the state. We have to look out for the flooding and rain damage, storm surge along the south-facing shores.
Storm is brushing past the island chain. However, officials warn even a glancing blow to Hawaii could do significant harm. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.